Liverpool guy in the end. 3-0 suggests a relatively comfortable scoreline.
Well, it does, I suppose. If you weren't here at the game, you'd think it was quite comfortable, but it was far from that. I think, you know, first half could have really gone either way. Second half, we started brightly, as we normally do, and could have sneaked another one. And then we had a lot of pressure in Forest. And we got up the other end, got a corner, and Kitzer's nodded one from then. And from then on, it was okay. You know, we just had to make sure that we didn't concede.
It was quite low key the first half. And is it fair to say Forest perhaps had the better chances up to Eric's opener?
Yeah, possibly. I think we started quite well first 4 or 10 minutes, and then they came in the game, had the better of the game. Then I sort of the first half sort of didn't really go anywhere. But obviously Eric's goal has given us all a lift.
How special was that goal?
Yeah, I'm really pleased for Eric because, you know, he's a hard worker. You know, we know what he's like when he's on the ball, and we're trying to encourage him to do the horrible side in the Championship over here. But in training, he's been practicing coming on that from that left-hand side and cracking one in that far corner. So it's really nice to see someone who works so hard on doing things that it pays off for him. He gets a chance to do it in a game, and it pays off for him.
It seemed at the start of the second half you were going out to kill the game off. I mean, Varney had a chance, Kitson, I think Norris also had one, didn't he, saved by their keeper. It didn't quite come off, and then Forrest nearly nick an equaliser at the other end of the contest.
Well, that was the game changer, really, that save from Stevie Henderson. It was a great save. Ricky slipped. He slipped at Middlesbrough, and there they score. He slipped this time, and Stevie pulls off a great save. So, you know, from that point of view, I think, you know, he kept us in the game at that point, and it would have been very different if they'd scored.
And Hayden Mullins has headed one off the line as well, hasn't he? So
yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing about this game. You know, it's 3-0 looks comfortable, but it was nowhere near that.
How relieved then that you say comfortable when Dave Kitson finds the back of the net, because he had a chance earlier in the half, hadn't he?
Yeah, of course. I think we've said we haven't scored enough from set pieces, especially corners. I know Steve Cottrell won't be happy with conceding like that, but, you know, we're delighted, obviously. And then it just, you know, made us a bit more determined. We sort of started getting our foot on the ball then and playing a little bit better football. Because the goals give you lifts, which it did for us. And then we went on and grabbed the third, which was fantastic for us.
And for Eric to seal it with the third, his second of the game, and get the acclaim of the Fratton end, I mean, you know what it's like to do that. It must be nice for him and quite special.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and especially at that end as well. You know, to score at that end is great, and they really do suck you in, and it's great to win in front of them as well. We've all enjoyed it. Eric, I was pleased with his second goal because it was a bit of a scrappy one that it hasn't been a great connection, and it's nice to see those goals go in for us because they don't that often.
Home form's been fantastic for you and Stuart, though. You've won all three now, haven't you?
Well, we have. You know, what have we done? I don't really know, to be honest, what we've done to change it. We've just tried to be a little more solid at the back, and we've played, you know, everybody goes on about a system. Yes, we have played two up front, but, you know, if Forrest score, it's a different kettle of fish. Of course, I remember the days when I was here, when Fortress Fratton it was. And I think, you know, first and foremost, you know, it's nice to be able to get back to that and win your home games, not concede at home games. And that's very important for you to have a base to go and play with a little bit more freedom at home, knowing that you're getting good results at home.
Have you been told anything about the future now, Guy? I mean, I've asked you it 100 times. Is there anything new to add?
Yeah, I know that we've got Watford in 2 weeks' time, Ross. That's it. That's our future. We've planned the week ahead. The players all know what they're doing the week ahead. So, you know, everything's in place.
What plans for the international break now for the players? What happens?
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm not going to tell you, Loz. But, you know, there's a few going away. There's a few that have to go away and get some treatments looked at. So everything's planned out, and the players that are here will train hard. But we'll give them a bit of rest as well because they deserve it. So, you know, but we're doing that all in mind of what's coming up in 2 weeks' time away at Watford.
And if it has been yours and Stuart's last game, I mean, I guess you'd be helping the new guy who comes in. And what sort of advice would you give them? What sort of club are they now taking on?
Well, they're taking on, you know, a club that's, well, not just a club, but obviously players are very honest and hardworking. You know, and I think they're all starting to gel now. Don't forget, you know, we've had a few changes here. There's a few players come in, and it was always going to take time for them to gel. You know, so they have, they're starting to, they have. And the person that comes in will get a team that's, you know, because of the result today, are working their way up the league. And, you know, who knows where they can take us.